好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天讲到的题目是印证主心意。
The sermon title today is Confirm the Lord's Will.
Yes. 上个礼拜我们是寻遇见另一半嘛，对吧？
And last week we talked about to meet the other half.
接下来就要印证主心意啦。
And now we need to confirm God's will.
我们开始讲到，先有一个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before the sermon, let's start with a prayer.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and the praise be with you.
带领我们人生每一步。
You guide us every step of our life.
让我们每一个脚步都有你自己恩手的带领。
So each step has your grace to be with us.
主啊，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and praise be yours.
求主继续的帮助与我们同在。
God, please continue to guide us.
好，让我们真实能够印证出何为是你的心意啊。
So we just know how to confirm it's your will.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，当我们在茫茫的人海当中啊。
So when we're in a crowd of people.
我们可能会遇见生命当中的另一半，会不会啊？
Maybe we will meet the other half of our life.
遇到这种情况该怎么办呢？
What should we do when we face that?
或者换一个角度来讲吧。
In other words.
当我们是我们认为我们遇见人生的另外一半的时候呢？
So when we think that we meet the other half of our life.
有没有想过我们最该做的事情是什么？
So what is the most important thing that we should do?
可能很多人都会说，那赶紧去投入热恋之中啊。
Maybe you will say, we just quickly just get involved with this relation.
但是今天圣经教导我们，遇到这种情况，首先要印证神的心意啊。
However, in today's the sermon just teaches first, we should just confirm whether it's God's will.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
或者有的时候我们甚至没有要去印证神心意的意念，会不会啊？
Or maybe sometimes we don't even have the mindset to confirm whether it's God's will.
但是有的时候人软弱，神还是刚强的。
However, we are weak, but God is strong.
他仍然会带领我们去印证他的心意。
God will still just lead us to confirm His will.
我们先来看第一点吧。
Let's look at the first point.
等候波阿斯的关心。
Waiting for Boaz's concern.
那为什么要等候波阿斯的关心呢？
So why should we just need to wait for?
我们可能需要站在上帝的角度来看他们俩的图画，对不对？
So we should look at this from God's viewpoint, look at the picture.
既然是上帝将路德带到了波阿斯的田间，
Since God just brought Ruth to Boaz's field,
那么波阿斯当然就会是一个考虑的对象了吧？
Then Boaz, that is one just the person that we can consider.
那难免路德心中就会提一个问题了，波阿斯是不是我心中的另一半呢？
So in Ruth's heart, maybe she just think whether Boaz is the one that God will brought to him.
所以波阿斯对路德的态度就变得很重要了。
Therefore, Boaz's attitude toward Ruth is very important.
我们今天站在一个与神同行的角度来看这段信息。
So let's just look at this the message just from walking with God.
很自然就会提出一个问题啦。
Naturally, we will ask the question.
神啊，你是否会让路德看见波阿斯对他的关心呢？
So God, would you just let Ruth see Boaz's concern?
我们又如何看见波阿斯对路德的关心呢？
And how can we see about Boaz his care for Ruth?
这就是今天这段经文要带给我们的信息嘛。
This is the message today's verse will give us.
首先是波阿斯说话了。
First, Boaz spoke.
其实波阿斯已经说了话了。
Actually, Boaz already
said. 圣经说他是对那些监管收割的仆人说过话了。
In fact, Boaz had already spoken to the servant overseeing the harvest.
他问那些仆人，那个女子是谁呀？
So he asked the overseer and said, "Who's that woman?"
所以波阿斯是关心的，对吧？
So Boaz he did care.
只是波阿斯的关心呢，这一句关心路德没听见呢。
It just when he asked this, the Ruth did not hear that.
所以这一次波阿斯开始直接对路德说话了。
This time, Boaz finally spoke directly to Ruth.
这点很重要，对不对？
This is very important, right?
有的时候我们可能年轻期的对爱情怀有很大的憧憬啊。
Sometimes we have a longing for love.
可能所有的过程都在我们心里边的完成了。
And maybe all the process is completed in our heart.
很多对于爱情的梦，我们在自己的梦里边就完成了。
And a lot of things just already completed in our dream.
甚至从来没有跟对方说上一句话。
But we may not just even just talk, say a word to the other party.
也有可能暗恋对方，暗恋了很多年了。
Or maybe you just have a crush on someone for many.
等到想跟对方表达的时候，对方已经准备结婚了。
By the time you want to express, but this person already got married.
这一类的故事应该在我们身边四处都有发生，会不会啊
？So this kind of story just happened all the time, right?
信了主，就更加应该先听见上帝是怎么对我们说话。特别是关于恋爱婚姻的问题怎么说话，对吧
？After we believe in God, we should just first hear what God has to say about our love and marriage.
如果说波阿斯不说话，路德是没有办法进行下去的话，那么上帝不说话，我们又怎么能进行我们的婚姻恋爱呢
？If Boaz did not speak and Ruth just cannot continue, and it's the same. If God does not speak and there's no word for God, then how can we move?
所以这里边一个简单的经律就摆在我们面前啦。
So here's the very simple this law just put in front of us.
哪怕是谈恋爱，哪怕是结婚，哪怕是寻找生命的另外一半，没有上帝的话语，我们的心就不要动啊。
So even if we just try to find our future spouse, if God does not speak, then our heart just to not move, right?
不容易，但是我们可以吗
？It's not easy, but can we do that?
其次是波阿斯。上心了。
Second, Boaz took heart.
你们发现波阿斯一说话就令人感到温暖呐、
啊。Did you notice when Boaz speaks and it just makes people feel so warm?
他对路德说：“听我说，不要往别人田里拾取麦穗，也不要离开这里，要常与我的使女在一起了。”
Boaz said to Ruth, "Listen to me. Don't go to other people's field to gather grain, and don't live here. Always."But always be with my maid.
有没有听出波阿斯心里边的这种味道呢
？So can you just tell about Boaz's mindset?
他开始将路德放进自己的范围内去考虑了。
Boaz began to put Ruth into his own sphere to consider.
他要路德常与我的使女在一处啊。
So he wants Ruth to be always with his maids.
你不要去别的地方，要在我的范围里边呢。
Don't go to other place. Just stay in my sphere.
这是他对路德开始上心了。
So that is the Boaz already just has a heart for it.
我们从这语言符号里边能看到什么呢
？From this language symbols, what do we see?
我们仿佛能够看见这些话语在表达波阿斯开始将路德与自己的生命轨迹在进行某种程度的连接啊。
So this language symbols indicates that Boaz began to connect roots to his own life.
其实不但如此了。
Not only that.
波阿斯更加往前走多了一步啊。
But Boaz just went one step further.
他开始考虑路德与自己的家人，特别首先是与自己仆人使女们的关系了。
Boaz began to think about Ruth's relationship with his family, especially with his servant above all.
他告诉路德说：“我已经吩咐仆人不可欺负你。”
He told Ruth, "I already just command the servant just the."Not to oppress you.
那换句话讲，通常如果新来一个仆人，难免会被老仆人欺负嘛。
So because usually when the new just a servant came and the other the old ones they will just oppress that.
所以说明什么问题呢
？So what does that explain?
所以波阿斯一开始就打算不将路德当做自己家里的仆人来看待。
And that means in very beginning, Boaz did not just treat.Ruth as a servant.
但是事情还没有明朗化，他也不方便说什么嘛。
However, things has not get clear, and so that it's not convenient for him to say anything.
他至少画一条清楚的界限，仆人不可欺负他，因为他可能今后是主人呐。
Because at least he just draw a very clear boundary. The servant is that he already command not to oppress Ruth.
不但如此啊。
Not only this.
还要。去满足路德的生活上的基本的需要。
Also, he just wants to meet Ruth's basic needs in life.
他说：“你若渴了，可以到器皿那里喝仆人打来的水啊。”
He said, "If you're thirsty, you can go to the vessel and drink the water drawn by the servant."
如果他也是如同仆人一般，仆人就会问了：“凭什么你喝我打的水呢？”
If she's also the servant, and the other servants will ask, how can you just drink the water that we got?
但是路德借着主人波阿斯的话，在享受主人的地位，告诉仆人说，我可以喝这个水。
However, with the boss words, and that she can enjoy about what this water.
啊，显然波阿斯是上心了。
Obviously, this Boaz, this has a heart.
当然这里的信息不是单单那么简单那么平面，乃是一个立体的信息。
Of course, and this message is not just so flat, it's just kind of like very vivid.
因为这种人渴了有水喝，在新约耶稣也特别讲到啊。
Because when people are thirsty, they got water. In New Testament, Jesus say that.
约翰福音七章三十七节耶稣在这里说，人渴了可以到我这里来喝呀。
In John chapter 7 verse 37, Jesus says, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink."
如果说基督是丈夫，教会是妻子的话，
If Christ is a husband and the church is the wife,
今天教会如果渴了，是可以到基督那里去得水喝的。
And today, when the church is thirsty, they can come to Christ to get water.
好，最后是波阿斯认定了。
Lastly, Boaz decided.
有神的话语，有圣灵感动，也有客观的印证啊。
There's the word of God, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and the objective confirmation.
现在波阿斯开始认定。
Now, Boaz began to think.
这或许就是神为我预备的另一半吧。
And that maybe this is the other half God has prepared for me.
但这是我的想法啊。
But that's my thinking.
不知道路德怎么想啊。
I don't know how Ruth think about.
有的时候我们考虑问题真的需要有个立体的观点的。
Sometimes we think about things just need to be like a three-dimensional just thinking.
我们比较容易陷在自己怎么想就好了的地步，对吧？
We're easily just sink into how I think.
有一个女子从自己的身边经过。
So there's a woman just passed by you.
然后有一个弟兄说，哎，姐妹啊，你应该快点嫁给我。
And this, the brother said, sister, you should marry me.
那姐妹就问，哎，为什么我要嫁给你啊？
Then the sister asked him, why should I marry you?
因为昨天晚上祷告了一晚上，上帝告诉我说，让我今天早上就向你求婚，告诉你，你必须嫁给我。
And the brother said, I just prayed all night, and God just told me, and you should marry me.
我早上起床的时候，圣灵还催逼我，快来跟你讲这句话。
And when I just got up in the morning, and the Holy Spirit just pushed me to say, I need to tell you this.
结果女子说了，那感动你的一定不是圣灵，可能是邪灵吧。
Then this sister replied to him, then the Spirit just touched your heart. It may not be Holy Spirit, maybe the evil one.
弟兄呢，很生气啊。
Then the brother is very angry.
你怎么敢亵渎圣灵呢？
And he said, how could you just say this?
女子说，你凭什么说我亵渎圣灵啊？
And the sister said, and how can you say that? I just mocked you.
那今天早上感动我的就是圣灵啊。
And he said, this morning, the Spirit touched me. That's from the Holy Spirit.
那个女子说了，我知道那一定不是圣灵。
And the sister said, I believe it is not from the Holy Spirit.
那弟兄说，你的依据是什么呢？
And the brother said, what is your evidence?
他说，弟兄啊，我已经结婚多年了。
The sister said, "Brother, I already got married many years."
如果真是圣灵的话，他怎么可能叫你去向一位已婚女子去求婚呢？
If that is from the Holy Spirit, how can the Holy Spirit ask you to marry a married woman?
这个弟兄当然就羞愧难当了。
So the brother just in a shame.
有没有发现这个弟兄的问题啊？
Did you notice this brother's problem?
他比较容易多的活在自己的脑际、脑海，脑袋的心思意念里面完全没有考虑别人的。
And this brother just live in his own mindset, not consider about others.
我的感觉就是上帝啊。
My feeling is God.
我的观点就是真理啊。
My viewpoint is God's truth.
我此时此刻要，那就是我的需要，也就是上帝的心意啊。
So what I want right now, that is me, and that is also God's will.
你要现在不答复我，那就对我不尊重啊。
If you do not answer me right now, then you.Do not show respect to me.
他哪里知道可能别人不知道该怎么回答的问题也有为难之处啊。
So how did he realize actually the other party also has some trouble and just trying to find a way to answer him?
有的时候我们真的需要也为对方想一想会不会啊。
Sometimes we need to consider for others, right?
有的时候做牧师的也不容易，对不对？
Sometimes as a pastor, it is not easy.
可能每个弟兄姐妹都希望牧师给他一个完美无缺的回复啊。
Maybe some brother or sister, they just expect that pastor will give them a complete answer.
有的时候很难啊。
Sometimes it's not even hard.
往往一个决定不是某一个人决定，整个同工会开会的时候做的决定。
Since the decision, it is not just by one person. That is from our church co-workers meeting.
那一个同工会可能十来二十人，大家都说了话了。
In our co-workers meeting, we have more than 20 people. Maybe we all just share our opinion.
可能每个人说的话都有一个其中一个角度、一个观点、一个看法，对吧？
And also, each co-worker, what they share, also has their own viewpoint.
要没有人是全面的。
No one is complete.
那如果牧师把所有同工会的每一个人意见都跟你去分享的话呢？
If pastor share with you, every co-worker's sharing.
这不违反教会纪律了吗？
And that is just a kind of disobey.
而且你也传递了一些片面的信息啊。
And also, that may just cause you just to share some just an incomplete message.
你分享别人的信息，问过别人同意没有呢？
When you share about other people's message, did you just get other people's just agree?
这个世界不是我想说什么就可以说的，乃是你要考虑别人的。
This world, we need to consider for others, not just say what we want to say.
别人没有准备好，我就不能说话呀。
When the other person is not prepared yet, and
we
cannot say.
另外一个人就觉得，牧师你要不说就是不尊重我呀。
And this that the one person will say, Pastor, if you don't answer me, then you do not show your respect to me.
比如说我牧养教会这三十年来，有时候也常常会遇到这样的困难，也不知如何是好啊。
So in the past 30 years, when I shepherd a church, sometimes I face these difficulties, and I just don't know how to answer.
有的时候我软弱的时候，我就哎呀，算了，你把我杀了，算了，我不活了，行吧？
Sometimes when I just weak to the point, that is just kind of feel helpless.
刚强的时候就会说，可不可以忍耐一下呀？
So when I have the spiritual strong enough, then I will just reply to him. I will say.Can you just wait and just pray?
今天波阿斯也同样遇到这个问题吧。
Today, Boaz faced the same situation.
他也想路德长得很漂亮啊。
And he still noticed that the Ruth is very pretty.
心里边好像有感觉，会不会是我另外一半呢？
Maybe he has a, just a touch. He's asking, would she be the other half?
我想他可能至少要在乎一下路德怎么看他吧，会不会啊？
And I'm thinking maybe Ruth would need to know how Boaz look at her.
他会不会介意我波阿斯其实已经不年轻了？
And will Boaz think that maybe I'm just not young anymore?
那毕竟我因为等候神，可能错过了年纪轻轻就谈婚论嫁的年龄，对吧？
After all, because I waited on God for so long, I missed just talking about marriage at my young age.
可能祷告的时候，他也会对神说话了。
And maybe in his prayer, he talked to God.
主啊，这位女子是神你今天带给我的吗？
Lord, is this woman today just brought to me by you?
他就略略的呀，试探性的跟路德表达一下心迹了。
Therefore, Boaz just kind of tried and to express himself to Ruth.
那么路德的态度是什么呢？
Then what is Ruth's attitude?
二章十节，路德就俯伏在地上叩拜说，对他说，我既是外邦人，怎么蒙你的恩这样顾恤我呢？
In Ruth chapter 2 verse 10, Ruth answered, At this, she bowed down with her face to the ground. She asked him, Why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner?
大家不要被他的外表的言语 和姿势 所带偏方向啊。
So don't just be just led to the wrong direction just from this wording.
乃是从本质上看到这听到这一句话。
Just from the essence to listen.
事实上是什么呢？
So, in fact,
当两个预备好了的人彼此相互倾诉着各自的谦卑的时候，他们开始相爱了。
When two prepared people confide in each other their humility.They begin to love each other.
如果没有预备好，如果也没有相爱，
if they're not ready and they're just not in love,
那路德可能话就不这么讲了。
Then Ruth maybe say the different words.
啊，那我是摩押人呐。
I'm Moabite.
你可不要瞧不起我啊。
Don't look down on me.
我来你的地上捡你的麦穗，给你面子，知道吧
？I came to your field to pick up the grain. That is just give you face.
你知道我是谁吗
？Do you know who I am?
我可是拿俄米的媳妇啊。
I'm Naomi's daughter-in-law.
你看我多爱神。
Look at me. I love God.
我撇弃了我的摩押地，来到你们伯利恒。
I gave up the Moab.I came to your place.
你看我这么好的见证，你还不快点把麦穗给绑起一捆，让我背回家去，还让我捡，你好意思吗你
？With such a good testimony, said, why don't you just give me all the grain? Just then, how do you think?
呀，我们今天这种战狼式的思维、战狼式的外交、战狼式的 这个动机和语言行动，可能大概会这么说话吧。
So with this kind of mindset and energy of just the dominant, we may just talk like that.
好在路德没这么讲。
And thank God, Ruth did not talk like that.
路德的谦卑让波阿斯知道，这里是我生命中的另外一半。
So with Ruth, her humbleness, and then Boaz then just realized, so she is his the other half.
Yeah, 我看到他这个回复的时候呢。
So when I saw her reply.
我有点回想起当年我跟师母谈恋爱的时候。
And that reminds me when I just dated with my wife.
Yeah, 师母当年可是挪威公民啊。
During that time, my wife, she's the citizen of Norway.
Yeah, 我可是中国大陆的护照啊。
And I had that the passport is from China.
Yeah, 那我如果娶了她，我可能借着她的缘故，那不也成为挪威公民了吗
？If I marry her, and maybe I just can become just the Norwegian citizen.
Yeah, 那师母是不是有一个权柄在我面前秀秀她的威风呢
？And does my wife has her authority just show her power?
那牧师，我跟你讲，你的身份可都是因我而得来的啊。
Pastor, let me tell you, and your citizenship that is just from me.
我想神是怜悯我了。
I think God just have His mercy on me.
要假如师母在我这三十多年的婚姻当中说一个字
，If in our past 30 years marriage, if my wife ever says just single every single one words like this,
要我们的关系就结束了。
Then our relation is finished.
但是我感谢神，上帝赐给我的妻子不但没有说过这么一句话。
However, I thank my God, my wife did not even just say even one single word.
那是凡事都是以谦卑为怀来对待我。
And she always has this kind of mindset, just be very humble to treat me.
所以在我内心深处对师母充满了感恩呐。
Therefore, in my heart, I'm just full of the thanksgiving to my wife.
也是我生命当中的不配娶到如此的妻子。
And for my life, I'm not worthy to marry such a great wife.
Yeah.彼此之间的谦卑
so being humble to each other,
是相爱的开始
that is the beginning of love.
彼此之间的骄傲
so just being proud to each other,
也是情感结束的开始了
that is the beginning of to finish this relation.
好我们来看第二点
Let's look at the second point.
彼此价值观的合一
Unity of each other's value.
显然自从路德随着婆婆拿俄米从摩押地回到伯利恒的时候呢，波阿斯已经开始留意他了。
Apparently, Boaz has been just paying attention to Ruth since she returned to Bethlehem from Moab with her mother-in-law Naomi.
这个留意很重要哦。
So this attention is very important.
留意他些什么呢
？So what did he just pay attention to?
首先是留意他的见证。
First, pay attention to her testimony.
人与人之间如果能够相伴一生啊。
So if people can just gather for a lifetime,
其实并不是其外在条件的
It is not their external conditions,
乃是其内在的价值观
but their internal values.
波阿斯怎么对路德说的呢
Boaz said to Ruth,
他说自从你的丈夫死后凡你向婆婆所行的并你离开父母和本地到素不相识的民中这些事人全都告诉我了
So Boaz said to Ruth,I've been told all about what you have done from your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with a people you did not know before.
大家记得路德怎么跟婆婆说吧
Do you remember how Ruth told her mother-in-law?
你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神，你去哪里我就去哪里。
Your kingdom is my kingdom.Your God is my God, and where you go, I will go.
那波阿斯对路德这句话显然非常深表赞赏吧。
So with this sentence, Boaz is deeply appreciated.
因为波阿斯知道，只要他们所拜的是同一位神。
Because Boaz knew, as long as they worship the same God.
只要他们所爱的是同一位主。
And love the same Lord.
那就有了一个相伴一生的基础了。
Then there will be the foundation for a lifetime of companionship.
而路德不但说了，而且也是如此行了。
Ruth not only say that, but also did the same.
与婆婆就真的回到伯利恒了。
And she really returned to Bethlehem with her mother-in-law.
这种不但说而且行的见证，在波阿斯的心中留下了深刻的印象啊。
So with Ruth's testimony of her words and deeds has a great, a deep impression in Boaz.
就是说，路德的见证被波阿斯留意了。
That is, Ruth's testimony has been just got attention from Boaz.
其次是留意她的需要。
Second, pay attention to her needs.
什么是人的需要？
What are human needs?
不过就是衣食住行嘛。
It's just a food, clothing, housing, and transportation.
对不对？人的需要其实并不太多。
Actually, people just don't need much.
想要的倒是不少，对吧？
But just want a lot.
圣经怎么记载呢？
How
到吃饭的时候，伯阿斯对路德说：“你到这里来吃饼，将饼沾在醋里。”路德就在收割的人旁边坐下，他们把烘了的穗子递给他，他吃饱了，还有剩余的。
At mealtime, both said to her, "Come over here, have some bread and dip it in the wine vinegar." When she sat down with her, the harvesters, he offered her some roasted grain.She ate all she wanted and had some left over.
这是一幅非常美的图画呀。
This is a beautiful picture.
我更加愿意站在一个神满足人的需要的角度来看这幅图画。
I'm more willing to look at this picture just from the perspective of God meeting people's needs.
记得耶稣在十字架上吗？
Do you remember when Jesus was on the cross?
他就曾经被冰钉沾着醋来替他解渴。
And Jesus just had the...And with a dip in the vinegar, just to quench his thirst.
天父满足他儿子的基本需要，发现没有？
And you see, the father just met his son's basic needs.
哪怕这个醋是越喝越渴呀。
Even though this vinegar just makes him feel even more thirsty.
因为耶稣当时在世上的生命也很有限了。
Because actually, Jesus' life on the world is very limited.
哪怕只有短暂的需要，天父也满足他的需要。
Even though it's a very short needs, but God just fulfilled that.
还记得五饼二鱼吧？
Do you still remember the five loaves and two fish?
5000人吃饱了，也还是有剩余的。
So the five thousand people, they're just full, and but they're still left over.
其实包括我们的婚姻恋爱。
That also includes our marriage and love.
如果我们愿意站在神的角度来。仰望神的话，应该相信神会满足我们一切的需要的。
If we're willing to stand at God's viewpoint and to long for God, and for sure, God will fulfill to us.
既然是满足了，又何来的忧愁与怨恨呢？
Since it's been fulfilled, and why you have the bitterness?
最后是留意他的家人呐。
Finally, just keep an eye out for her family.
神是借着伯阿斯，不但是满足了路德的需要。
So through Boaz, God not only met Ruth's needs.
甚至还满足了婆婆拿俄米的需要。
But even heartily met the needs of his mother-in-law Naomi.
圣经记载路德当天是怎样呢？
So the Bible just records that day for Ruth.
圣经说他在田间拾取麦穗，直到晚上，将所拾取的打了约有一一法。
So Ruth gleaned in the field until evening. Then she threshed the barley she had gathered, and it amounted to about an ephah.
这个口粮算他们婆媳两个吧。
So this amount just including about Ruth and her mother-in-law.
一ephah大概就是22公斤了。
So one ephah is about 22 kilograms.
就是我们今天如果去中国超市买泰国米那一包大概也就是二十多公斤吧。
So that is about as like one bag of the Thai rice.
我们买回来大概也能够吃个一家人吃个个把月两个月，对吧
？So for our whole family, maybe we can just finish in about 2 months.
加上路德每天都在伯阿斯的田里边吃饱了才回家的呀。
And it also includes that every day Ruth just finish her meal just then in Boaz's field.
而且每天还会带口粮回来嘛。
Also, every day she would just bring those food home.
换句话讲，婆婆拿米的口粮，伯阿斯是预备的丰丰富富的。
So in other words, mother-in-law Naomi's the ration that were abundant.
在这里让我们看见什么呢？
So what does that show us?
圣经让我们看见是因为价值观相同。
The Bible shows us that because of they share the same value.
而且见证感人。
Also, the touching testimony.
他们相遇就生爱了。
Also, the love that when they met.
伯阿斯开始爱屋及乌了。
So Boaz just began and just to love and Ruth and the family.
有没有看见价值观合一的动力、能力与恩典呢？
So just do you see this that the value just bring up this kind of this power.
好，我们来看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
忍耐等候神的时间。
So waiting patiently for God's time.
当神的旨意确定了。
When God's will is determined.
价值观也相同了。
And the values are the same.
接下来就是要等候神的时间与次序了。
The next step is to wait for God's time.
要首先是婆婆的首肯了。
First of all, mother-in-law's approval.
坦率讲，人类的婚姻在近一两百年的历史当中所看见的，着实不容易啊。
Frankly speaking, the road that human marriage has traveled in the past 200 years is really not easy.
然后现在这种自由恋爱婚姻的观点被提出来，已经成为一个貌似合理的普世价值了，会不会啊？
And the free marriage and the love has been proposed as the plausible and the taken for granted.
那大家都会觉得是理所应当的呀。
And people think that that's the way it's supposed to be.
呀，其实也不尽然了。
Actually, it's not quite true.
呀，不可能完全切割的那么干净嘛。
It's not easy, just kind of have the click up.
人类所走过的大多数的时间都是有父母参与的。
Most of the time that human beings have gone through, their parents involved.
呀，事实上没有哪一条路是人类靠着自己走得通的。
In fact, there is no path that human beings can just navigate on their own.
无论是自由婚姻恋爱还是父母包办，那都是有它的有限，都是有它的缺失的。
No matter the marriage is by your own will or just including parents' involvement, all the each one is there just shortage.
而绝对的原则就是要合乎神的心意了。
The absolute principle is that it just conforms to God's will.
要当路德从田间回家的时候呢？
When Ruth came home from the fields,
所以她将所发生的事情报告给婆婆，难道不是理所应当的吗？
And she just reported what had happened to her mother-in-law, and this she should have.
一是尊重，二是蒙福啊。
One is respect, the other is blessed.
回到家里，婆婆当然要问路德嘛，怎么样啊？今天你们？
When Ruth returned home, her mother-in-law asked Ruth, "So how's today?"
你在哪里拾麦穗呢？
So where did you go today?
你又在哪里打工呢？
Where did you work?
愿那顾恤你的得福啊。
Blessed be the man who took notice of you.
你看见这个拿俄米已经开始口出恩言了。
Do you see now Naomi said the gracious words?
口中所说的话都带着祝福的。
Her words has a blessing.
所以一个好的婆媳关系是带来祝福的，对吧？
Therefore, a good relation between the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law.
也鼓励今天的媳妇们见到未来的婆婆们呀，不要那么快就拒绝，想些什么办法跟他把关系搞好。
So I encourage that being a daughter-in-law just have a good relationship with mother-in-law.
婚姻不是单纯两个人的事了。
Marriage is not just a matter of two people.
往往会连同父母家人也会一同被打包的。
And it is often just packaged together with parents and family members.
所以这里边的忍耐等候就有许多的功课啦。
Therefore, there's a lesson of the just be patient and also perseverance.
按照我们的私心，都会觉得婆婆离我越远越好，对不对？
Based on our own just mindset, we just hope that we can just live far away from the mother-in-law.
但你别忘了，你的丈夫是从他妈那出来的。
But don't forget, your husband just came out just from the womb of his mom.
所以我们的心中是怎么在乎我们的婆婆，其实会影响到我们的婚姻的。
Therefore, how we care about our mother-in-law that affect our marriage.
一个有智慧的媳妇，她会跟婆婆把关系搞好的，对吧？
A wise daughter-in-law would try to maintain a good relation with the mother-in-law.
好，其次是身份的认同啊。
Second, identity recognition.
要当然，婚姻的目的不是重新回到父母的捆绑控制中。
Of course, the purpose of marriage is not to return to the bondage.
按照圣经的吩咐。乃是最重要离开父母与配偶联合在一起啊。
As the Bible said, we just eventually need to leave the parents and be united with the spouse.
但是至少长辈可以帮助，可以给出是否合适的意见呢？
But at least that the elders can give us the advice on whether it is appropriate.
婆婆拿阿米在这里也做见证了。
So mother-in-law Naomi testified here.
波阿斯是本族的人，是我们本族的人。
And she said Boaz was a member of our own family.
而且是一个至亲的亲属啊。
He's a very close relative.
这就为波阿斯与路德的婚姻恋爱就扫清了障碍了，对吧？
This cleared the way for Ruth and Boaz to marry.
这个时候你想想，一个犹太人的婚姻，他也不能够 跨越律法就跑去结婚呢？
So think about the Jews, the law. They cannot just go beyond this law and to get married.
在利未记二十五章二十五节怎么说呢？
In Leviticus chapter 25,
他说你的弟兄若渐渐的穷乏，卖了几分地业，他至亲的亲属就要把他兄弟所卖的赎回啊。
If one of your fellow Israelites becomes poor and sells some of their property, their nearest relative is to come and redeem.
这里其实背后的意义也是要让上帝所分的土地，上帝所建立的支派得以延续下去，对吧？
So the meaning of this, that is just for the those tribes of the God, and it can just expand.
呀，所以在拿俄米的眼中呢？
Therefore.In Naomi's eyes,
呀，伯阿斯是一个合适的人选，对吧？
Boaz was a suitable candidate.
当然，换句话讲，伯阿斯今后和路德所生的孩子，呀，要归在拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒的名下喽。
That is to say, the children born to Boaz and Ruth in the future will be in the name of Naomi's husband Elimelech.
呀，最后呢，就是忍耐与等候了。
Finally, be patient and wait.
此时此刻可以说是万事俱备，只欠东风了。
At this moment, it can be said that all is ready except for
opportunity. 那如果按照今天世人的风俗的话呢？
According to the customs today.
两个人对上眼了。
And two people just fall in love.
那也就很快就上床了嘛，对吧？
They may just quickly just have a sex relationship.
那今天世上那么多离婚，那么多婚姻的悲剧。不都是因此而产生的吗？
And just many subsequent tragedies just have also just result from this.
那不愿意忍耐等候神，那么早就爬到床上去了，接下来的后果苦果连连呐。
So people are unwilling just to wait for God, and just then the many mistakes just became made.
人们因为不愿意等候神，会铸成多少错误，你知道吗？
So due to people are not willing to just wait for God and just.Can you just tell how many mistakes they have made?
试问有谁愿意去反省呢？
So who's willing to reflect on this?
我们好不好从今以后可以学习忍耐等候神的功课呢？
Could it just be that just from now on we can learn to wait on God patiently?
看看路德的决定啊。
Let's look at Ruth's decision.
看看路德的见证啊。
Look at Ruth's testimony.
看看路德给我们的榜样啊。
Let's look at the role model Ruth had.
于是路德与波阿斯的使女藏在一处拾取麦穗，直到收完了大麦和小麦，路德仍与婆婆同住啊。
So Ruth stayed close to the woman of Boaz to glean until the barley and wheat harvests were finished, and she lived with her mother-in-law.
收完大麦小麦。
So.After they finished the harvest of the barley and wheat.
所以上帝借的伯阿斯给路德给拿俄米一家有丰富的余粮啊。
So through Boaz, God just gave Ruth and her mother-in-law and just abundant food.
伯阿斯那么多的土地。
Boaz has so many just land.
伯利恒作为以色列的粮仓。
So Bethlehem is just the granary place.
全部收完大麦小麦，大概也会有个一两个月的时间吧。
So when they just harvest all those the wheat and barley, it will be about like 2 months.
两个月的时间对于两个情感中的男女，其实时间不短了。
2 months is not a short time for both men and women in their relationship.
特别是路德，他的忍耐等候蒙了上帝的喜悦啊。
Especially Ruth.Her patient waiting was pleasing to God.
没有马上就跑去跟波阿斯滚床单，乃是仍然还是回到婆婆家里边住，接受婆婆的监管，是相当不容易的，对不对？
So Ruth did not just quickly just go just to sleep with the Boaz, and she just kind of waited.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
婚姻大事最重要的是印证主的心意啊。
Marriage matter. The most important thing is to confirm the Lord's will.
寻求神的心意啊，
Seeking God's will,
核心价值观的吻合呀，
and matching core values,
要等候神的时间与次序啊，
and waiting for God's time and order,
这就是我们生命当中最大的印证啦。
These are the greatest proof in our lives.
请问你是否愿意呢？
Are you willing to?
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢主你的恩惠。
Thank you for your grace.
感谢主你的真理啊。
Thank you for your truth.
你帮助我们在上帝面前能够活出一个真实的见证。
You help of us to leave the true testimony in front of you.
对，这个真实的见证不是自己的血气。
This true testimony, it's just from our flesh.
那是对你旨意的顺服。
But just obey your will.
那是在忍耐等候当中去仰望主你的供应。
In our waiting and perseverance, and to just receive your power.
我们为到路德和波阿斯他们在婚恋过程当中的见证献上感谢。
We just give a thanksgiving for Ruth and Boaz, their relation.
求主继续带领吧。
May God continue to guide us.
与我们同在。
Be with us.
教导我们的心。
Teach our heart.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.